Psalm 127 is often sung at wedding services. It offers a blessing for marriage, that sacred calling to homemaking. It is therefore so appropriate for us to sing it on the Feast of the Holy Family. The psalm goes back a long way and may have its origins in a blessing given in the temple at the climax to the great pilgrim festival of tabernacles or booths, when families would have built leafy shelters on their 7-day camping trip on the pilgrim way to the temple. The ritual involved had families waving branches as a celebration of the agricultural blessings God had given them in the past year. The psalm is addressed to an individual you, to a father of the family. But mothers are included too in the lovely symbols of fruitful vines and the olive tree with its young tender shoots of new life. The psalm then moves on from father and mother to include the whole family of Israel in its final blessing. That blessing in our psalm is first addressed to the husband, telling him that true happiness lies in walking in the fear of the Lord, that is, respecting the Lord and living as God wants him to live. It goes on to pray for a threefold blessing. Firstly, for a blessing on his wife as a fruitful vine. Secondly, on his work as a means of providing food so that the family may eat together round the family table. And thirdly, on the family itself, with its responsibility to be a bringer of peace on Israel, that is, on the wider community, keeping a family door open to those in need. It ends with a final blessing, may you see your children's children, or as someone has paraphrased it, may you live to see your grandchildren playing around you. In our weekend liturgy, the psalm makes a bridge between the first reading from Ecclesiasticus about respectful family relationships and the gospel story of a family pilgrimage to Jerusalem with their 12-year-old boy, Jesus. Family is a linking theme. The psalm centres round the family's table, and we can imagine Mary and Joseph gathering round their little family table with the child Jesus. The table service round our tables today at Mass is done by Christ, who is the host. His hospitality welcomes us into greater communion as we gather for food around the table of the Word and the altar of the Eucharist. Can we now recall with affection the many blessings we have received from our parents and think again on this family feast day about trying to pass on these values to those around us and to future generations? Have a lovely day.